This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, March 18th. Well, cattle markets last week tried to stage another run to the upside. Wednesday was strong. Thursday, we started out strong, putting in a new high for the move in live cattle. But both live cattle and feeder cattle ended up with an outside day lower. So we had an outside day lower the previous Friday. Then we got another one on Thursday after a strong push higher on Wednesday. Market's just struggling to maintain that upward momentum. And frankly, we've basically just been in a sideways pattern at the top end of this rally since mid-February. So the market, again, you know, just basing sideways, struggling to find enough buying to push it into that next level. On the cash market, we were fairly quiet early in the week, but by the end of the week, we were trading strongly higher. So that's probably going to push the futures up, I would guess, today. But the cash trade on Friday averaging around 188 on the Fed trade, which is up 3 on the week. Dressed at 298 was up 5. Box beef values were higher. Choice up $1.12 at 312. Select up 71 at 302. The spread gained 41 cents at 950. Movement was just 88 loads. So for the week, total box beef volume was only 463 loads, which is the lightest volume for a non-holiday week since August of 2023. So just to give some reference, and the week prior was also a very light week. So the box beef volume has dropped off a cliff. And this is coming at a time when normally retailers are gearing up for the grilling season. So that's a huge red flag to the market. Now, granted, it's coming on higher prices, but boy, we're just seeing a lot of pushback to these prices. That is evident. The volume slaughter rate on Friday was 113,000 head. For the week, we're at 586,000. That was actually up 5,000 over the previous week, but it's still down 26,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights taking a big jump at 836 pounds. That's up 4 pounds in just 1 week. And it's up about 14 pounds over a year ago. So total beef production was 501 million pounds. That's up 15 million pounds over the previous week. In the feeder cattle cash markets, on Thursday, trading around 7,700 head, average price 254.36. We're right in line with where we were on Wednesday. The 7-day average was up 54 cents at 249 even. So that too is going to help at least the front month feeder cattle markets, which is pretty close to that 7-day average, and we expire here in a couple weeks. So I don't expect to see a lot of movement in the front month futures unless the cash really backs away. But so far, that has not been the case. Cash has hung right in there. The futures market has struggled to really push higher, especially in those back months. But again, with the cash market holding tough, I don't see the futures markets really falling apart. We'd have to see the cash be the leader that way. From a seasonal perspective, live cattle tend to put in highs anywhere from mid-March to early April. We are in that window, and the market has given us 2 outside days lower so over the last week. So it's one of those things where you're really watching for this market to have some sell signals that get some confirmation. So, you know, we're getting those signals, but we're not getting the confirmations very well. But again, with the way this market is struggling, just pacing sideways, you know, the seasonal timing, the pushback clearly from the retail sector, there are some red flags being thrown out there that we could be running into the seasonal highs here fairly quickly. Now, with the stronger cash on Friday, again, that should support the board on both the lives and the feeders. If it doesn't, that's just another big red flag. Most likely, the markets are going to stall somewhere in here and work their way lower into summer. Sometimes it's June that we see our summer low. Sometimes it stretches into August. I think it's going to depend more on the consumer than it is on the supply side. Unless you get the packing plant starting to shut down some of the plants, which is unlikely, or reduce the work hours, which is probably more likely, to align itself better with the supply situation. So we'll see how that goes. But if you start to see, you know, a drop in the slaughter rates, more of a drop in the slaughter rates, or especially if the packers start to reduce the hours or whatever, I think that that's going to have a big influence on the market, because clearly the retail demand is starting to drop off and they're going to want to better align themselves with that. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.